talk a little bit about this week's parasha, last week's parasha, Asara B'Teves. One Indian. I saw Yosef HaTzadik, his Mizvada to the brothers, Ani Yosef HaAido Bichai. And immediately thereafter, he says, Ani Yosef HaChichem, Hashem Achartem Oisi Mitzrayim. And then later, V'chule, V'chule, Kilo Michi Yashlachani Alech. Shlachani sent me, they wish to send me here to sustain. So the Shaila is, I saw the Rav Meir Soloveitchik, Zichron Levracha, son of the Buskirov. So he's my here, the obvious Shaila, need him to be Meir this. That what he just said, what's the big chiddush of Ani Yosef Achichem? He told him 2 seconds before, Ani Yosef Aido Vichai. So he told him, what's the repetition of Ani Yosef Achichem? So Rashi says, Chazal say, but what's the and also, even more so, Asher Mechart Moisi Mitzrayim. They know that they sold you Mitzrayim because they're the ones who sold him, because they're the ones who sold him. Right, so let's say you did have to say you're Yosef here for some reason. Ani Yosef Achichem. Okay, they know they sold their brother Yosef to Mitzrayim. So what's he being mechadish to them? What's he being mechadish to them by saying Hashem mechartem Yosef Mitzrayim? Those who are. What does he bechlal need Ani Yosef Achichem? And certainly, what does he need Hashem mechartem Yosef Mitzrayim? Weiter in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, so on the pasuk Vayishtachu Yisrael al Reish Hamita. So Rashi, B'seich Shar Dvarav, Rashi says, Dover Acher, what's Al Reish HaMita mean? Al Reish HaMita, Al Shehoysa Mitosei Shleima. He was Meshtachva because Mitosei Shleima, all of his kids, V'loi Hoya Bo Rosha. And there was no Rosha. Shahare Yosef Melechu, Yosef who went to Amin was so, it could have gone down otherwise, but Yosef Melechu, V'oi Chenishba Lebein HaGoyim, V'hare Hu Oimeid B'tzidka. Now this, so again, Rameir is here, Medayik, that this Oymed B'tzitkei, the Oymed B'tzitkei is Lecher Ekst. You don't have to say that he's Oymed B'tzitkei. He should have said, it's Mitosei Shleima, because even him, who you would have thought, well, he's Tzadik, Tzadik. What's Oymed B'tzitkei? What's the Hadgosha here? What are they coming to teach us with this Oymed B'tzitkei? Those are the Shabbos. I think, for starters, the Mahalach over here is based on what we said already in Parshas Vayeshev, that the matara of Yeridas Yosef to Mitzrayim, the point of view of Yosef going to Mitzrayim, was to be machshir Mitzrayim for Golos Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the place of the biggest tumah, tayvus and znus. You needed Yosef HaTzadik to be oimed in the nisyanis, to live over there and to remain Yosef, and to remain on his level, not go down in his level. To be able to make a mahalach that it should be shayach to survive on that darga in Mitzrayim, then it's shayach for Klal Yisrael to come, and there should come out of Mitzrayim, that out of Golos Mitzrayim should come a Klal Yisrael. Right? Without Yosef, that wouldn't have been shayach. For that, that was meant the Eitza Amuka that it said there, that there are mesavev to be mekayim. That he, this Mesavah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, was Mesavah Zivuvim, that Yosef should end up in Mitzrayim to be able to be Machshir de Karka for that Golos. That's Lechayra, what Yosef is being Meramis to them. And I was, now, like this, even that being the case, right? But Lamai said, you have to understand, okay, so the brothers sold him, and the point of the bigger plan, the master plan was, the brother, that was just how the Eibishter allowed it to happen. But the master plan was to get Yosef from point A to point B, to get Yosef to Mitzrayim. Now, obviously, there's still a taina on the brothers, because the brothers, we'll see that later in the morale, the brothers sold them Harei Misinosim, and from other reasons, the Pasim, the Raid, if whatever it is. They didn't sell him for that Matara at all. That was the Eitz Amukah. They didn't sell him for that reason. So on them, it's a Tviyah L'chayr. He should have a taina on them. What'd you sell me for? Right? But he should only have a taina on them, what you sell me for, if Yosef would have had a Yerida in Mitzrayim. If Yosef would have had a Yerida in Mitzrayim, so then Yosef would have a taina on them, you know, you destroyed my Yiddishkeit. Right? You destroyed my Yiddishkeit. You sent me to Mitzrayim, you destroyed my Yiddishkeit. So what's Yosef? And then he would have had a taina. Yosef is coming. What's Yosef coming to say with this Ani Yosef Achichem? He's coming to allay the fears. He's coming to allay the fears of the Achim. The Achim are tittering from him. They moved back. That's what it said beforehand. So the Yosef's like, oh my God, you know. So the first thing he tells them, after telling them that he's Yosef, is Ani Yosef Achichem. I remained on a darga of a brother of the Shvatim. I remained Yosef Achichem. You sold me over here. He's not telling them that I'm Yosef. He's telling them Ani Yosef Achichem. He's telling me I stayed Yosef on that darga. I wasn't my ruchnius. My level of ruchnius of kedusha was not nifga a ki huzeh by this. So I don't have, you can come back, I have no tainus. Right? So what's the whole thing? You're selling to me Mitzrayim. In that, you were just pawns. Right? For the Asher Macharta Maisim Mitzrayim, you were just pawns in that. Once you didn't do anything to me, so all you're left was what the Eberster's master plan was, in that you were just pawns. What's the next few words? The Eberster sent me here. Once you didn't do anything to my ruchnis, I have no tainas on you. Elamai the etzim mechira, the macharta maisi was for kilimichya shlachani aleichem. The macharta maisi was to be machshir karka goes to be able to sustain you now during the shmeisa rov, to be able to live on a level of kedusha with barriers between him and the mitzrim, to be misgaber on all the taivas of Mitzrayim. That's what the Eberster sent me for. So adarab, so you have nothing to worry about. That's what he told. That's what he told them. That he was oimid b'tzitkai. That's also what this pshat in Rashi that he's bringing. Mitosei shleima. What's Yaakov mitosei shleima? Yaakov's mitosei shleima is saying more than that. Mitosei shleima. My shvatim have kedusha, right? All I have no Russia over here, and it's all tzitkis, and it's all tzitkis. And he understands the mechiri. This is what he's also alluding to. What does oimid b'tzidkei mean? Tzaddik means he's a tzaddik. Now, oimid b'tzidkei means he withstood the nisyonos of Mitzrayim, right? He withstood the nisyonos of Mitzrayim and was oimid b'tzidkei. That's part of what he's saying when he says mitosei shleima. Not only is a tzaddik. Not only is a tzaddik mitosei shleima. But he did his avoid. The tachmas avoid of what Yosef was meant to do was the oimid b'tzidkei Mitzrayim. He's alluding to this nekuda also. Okay, that's this nekuda. Comes out the aside from this is one thing, and this is what we're going to elaborate on from the other makayrus. Al derech hateva, one would have looked at it like Yosef's being Mitzrayim came about through the mechira. Right, came about through the mechira. That. Hashkafically, Yosef's Ha'amunah is inaccurate. It's the exact opposite. Yosef was sold because Yosef had to be in Mitzrayim. Therefore, the Mechiyus Yosef took place. Could have taken place a different way. But the plan here was that the Eitz Amukah was get him to Mitzrayim. Right? The Hechitimtza, how that was brought about was Al Yedei the Mechir of the Achim. But the Iker was to get him to Mitzrayim. And I found it's a Mefurish Maral. The Maral in this week's Parsha, so the Maral, when one of the things that Yosef sent to Yaakov was Asara Chamoirim Naisim, the thing the Chamoirim Naisim Mituv Mitzrayim Ve'eser Asoynais. Asara Chamoirim Ve'eser Asoynais. So, and it says, and the Pasuk starts saying, the Pasuk says, V'lo'oviv Sholach Kezois. Kazois. So the Maral tells the Kazois is an extra word, Maral and Gurari. Ulaviv Shalach Asara Asainas Asara Chabairin. Ulaviv Shalach. Right? Colon. These things. Right. What's Kazois? So the Maral, the Yira Ali, Shapir Shakosuv Kazois, Dafke Minyan Hazesh Shalach. He sent Bedafke 10, there was Mechuvan, there was a Cheshbin. And it wasn't a random amount that he sent. I want to focus just on the chamayrim part of it. So that Yaakov Avinu shouldn't be angry at the 10 achim shemachru. That's a big kasha because there was only 9, not 10. Forget about that. when he but al asara achim shemachru v'gam heraloi. And he and also it was to show Yaakov, k'day sheyered aviv leMitzrayim v'al yemayin milaredes ima. He shouldn't be afraid to come down. The Ramaz loy, listen, ki ho asara achim hayu k'may asara chamayrim shenoisim masa gadol ve'enam yoidim mahem noisim kach hayu mechirasam v'asiyas apoyel shehayridu aysem Mitzrayim shehit. Right. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Aleihem Lasa Yismaisa Zeh Lohirido Yile Mitzrayim Vehem Lo Yodu HaPoilos. And they didn't know what was going on. What does that mean? A Chamayr, you can load up a Chamayr with heavy loads. The Chamayr is a Chamayr. The Chamayr has no idea what it's transporting, what's going on. Right? The Chamayr has no idea what it's doing. It's just doing. Right? He said, bring Miram is that the 10 brothers were like Asura Chamayrim. Don't think that it's because this Nekuda. Don't think that I am in Mitzrayim because they sold me. They sold me because I had to be in Mitzrayim. That's what the Maral is saying. The Asura Chamayrim, they were Chamayrim. They were just the Chamayrim who transported X from point A to point B. That's it. The Aleph was, the Tachlis is, when you look at the world, the Tachlis isn't what you see brought it about. The Tachlis is what the Eibishter wanted. The Eibishter wanted he should get in Mitzrayim. How did this happen? What was the Echetimtze? The Echetimtze was, that's what it says in Chamayr. That's this Yesod. That Bilo Yoidim, the Achim Be'etzim, even though they did it for their own reasons. And for that they were Nitva. And for that they were Nanash. That's all true. For that they're nitzvah, but in macro, in the master plan of it all, it's the Eibishter wanted to get from point A to point B. I had to be here because the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted me to be here. They were just, don't shoot the messenger. They were just the messengers. They were just the messengers. The Eibishter needed this done, and this is how he did. This is how it was done. That's what he's done. Avada, they did tshuva. This is all because they did tshuva also. But that's so. Below Yaidim, they were the shluchim of the Eibishter. Now, they did a chet. What happens to the fact that they did it misina? So I'll just finish this. Be mashlim this with a different maral. There's a maral in Gvuras Hashem Perik Yud. The afal gav shehemayu mechavnim limker oisei bishvil sinosei. He says this word that we said over from the maral in Gurariya. He says over there also, and then he adds afal gav shehem hayu mechavnim limker oisei bishvil sinosei mikol makam ikir hapoyel bze. Sheyered Yaakov leMitzrayim. Ulefichach sholach asara chamayrim. He al yidei hashvatim shahayu chamayrim binyan amachira sheosu v'lo yodu ma'osu. Now the chinami, their head is a separate thing on an individual level. It could have been about a different way, and it came about this way. But in bringing it about, they're bringing about something that had to be without realizing that that's what they were doing. That's chav. So the ikar was he had to get to Mitzrayim. He had to get to Mitzrayim. How? That's the other thing. It's not he in Mitzrayim because they sold him. They sold him because he had to be in Mitzrayim. Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted him to be in Mitzrayim. Why? That was the Eitz Amukah to be Machshir Mitzrayim for Golus. In last week's parsha, this Yisod is brought out very clearly. The first Medrash in last week's parsha says, "Vayimi Keitz Nasayim Yomim." Zom Chazal Keitz Som LaChayshach. The Eibishter gave a Keitz LaChayshach. There's finite. There's an end to it. Zman Nosan LaOilam Kama Shonim Yehoseb Afela. That how many years will the world be in darkness, in unclear? My tam Keitz Som LaChayshach. What does it mean? Kate's tam lechayshesh because man she yitzer hara ba'olam ofel v'tzalmoves ba'olam. The chesif even ofel v'tzalmoves ba'olam. That's necker yitzer hara min olam. That's the kate's tam lechayshesh. When it'll be necker yitzer hara min olam. Ain ofel v'tzalmoves ba'olam. So that's the first thing it does. It's kate's tam lechayshesh. The second thing, davar acher, zman nosel liyosef kamashonim yosef afel v'beis asurim. The Eibishter gave a finite, specific time. How long Yosef had to be in the Beis Asurim? Given shehigia haketz, cholam paroi chaloi menetzal. So the shaila hamitbakeshet over here, what begs itself is, what's the chiddush? Whatever the Eibishter wants, that's what's going to happen. There was a time. Avada, he wasn't meant to be there the whole time, so there was an end. This was the end. So there's a famous Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says it on the Yosef part. We're going to take it back into the same. I'm going to show you the same thing in the first part of the Chazal. What's the Medrash teaching us? Al derech hateva, you would think, because Paroi had his chalomus after 2 years, what led to Yosef's getting out of jail? Because Paroi had, Paroi's chalom was the cause, and the effect was Yosef's getting out. Right? Chazal say punkt faker. That's what Chazal are coming to teach. This is the side that we said to Beis Halevi. Yosef HaTzadik up in the cheshvan of the Eibishter was meant to be in prison 2 years. Right. So when the 2 years are up, Vayehimi Kech Nasayim Yomim, he has to be free. The Eibishter wants him to be free. How? Uparei Chayla. It's not that Paroi dreamt and therefore he became free. The Eibishter geyser that now he's going to be free. Memela Paroi was chaylam and he ended up being free. So again, somebody looking at it in a not Yiddish way just looks at what happened and looks at the physical events that happened. And if you ask them, why was he freed? He was freed because Paroi had a dream. And you hear this great story, Paroi had these dreams and he got out. It's amazing. What's amazing is that that's not what happened. What happened was the Rabbeinu Shalalem was geyser, and once the Rabbeinu Shalalem was geyser, whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. He's going to be out. However it's going to happen. So it happened. Paroi Chaylem is a result. That's what it means. Kates Som Lachayshach. Kates Som Lachayshach means there's a Kates. There's an end. It's all with the Rabbeinu Shalalem. If there's Chayshach, it's because the Rabbeinu Shalalem wants there to be Chayshach. If the Rabbeinu Shalalem wants it to be for X amount of time, for a specific amount of time, at the end of that time, it's Chayshach. That's what's really happening, if you look at it really, Yiddish-wise. That's what's happening. What happened physically? How did that happen? Now, how does it carried out in this world? That's Yosef, that's Paroi Chaylam. Look to Beis HaLevi, the Bechol Dover Sheba'olam, Yesh Siba U'Mesayviv. Ukmai gives a moshel, Echad Kona Schoir Achas, a guy bought Schoir, V'hirviach Sach Godel Bezeh. And he made a lot of money. Lefi, Seichel Ho'enoishi, right, Lefi, the human Seichel, the schayra that he bought got a good deal on and sold at a great price, right? And got a great price. That was the reason why he made the money. The It's not that the buying of the schayra was the siba of his revach. Was the Sibah of his rabbi. The Eibishter was geyser that he should have. It's all the Rabbeinu Shalalem. The Rabbeinu Shalalem is running the world here. The Rabbeinu Shalalem said there should be a Revach. The Hagin of a Revach sitting tight doing nothing. So the Eibishter gave him the Schayer, and you got the Schayer at a great deal, and you go and you sold it. And you go, Kein Kan, Asher Lefi Aseichel Hoyad HaKaloim Shel Paroi, Hu Asiba Sheyotza Mimenu Zeh HaMesoivav Sheyotza Par Yosef Me'atvisa, Hu Be'emes Eina Kein, Vadover Hu Lehepech, The Iker Adover Hoyah Shehigi Azman Le Yosef Sheyetza Mebeisa Asurim, Hu Mizeh Nistavev Shecholam Paroi Chaloim, The Yitziyotza Shel Yosef, Hu Asiba, V'Chaloim Shel Paroi, Hu HaMesoivav, V'zeh Sheomar Mikech Nasayim Yomim, Shenishlam Zman Yosef, Hu Paroi Chaylim, V'zeh Sivava, Shecholam Paroi, v'zeu shemevi ha-medrash ha-posik keitz som l'chayshech, v'kiven shehigia ha-keitz miyad u'parach paroi chayla. He says it of Lagabi, the second part of the medrash. It's the same thing, Lagabi the first, it's poshut, that's Lagabi the first part of the medrash. That the Yetzer Hara and the Chayshech is in the world, and the Chayshech is in the world. The second, the Eibishter says it's not, that's the Hanhoga. When the Eibishter says it's not, so then it's not anymore. When time is up, time's up. Right? That's Golus and Geula. Right, Golus and Geula. Why does that? How does that work? The same thing. The same thing. Why is the Yetzer Hara? It's even more than that. Why is the Yetzer Hara in the world? Right, the Rebbeinu Shem didn't create anything bad. Right, the Yetzer Hara is created for a good reason. Right, what's the good reason that the Yetzer Hara was created? To give a person bechir. So a person should have bechir, and a person should be bechir b'tayef, and whatever. It's there to create the environment, the perfect environment for a person to be Reved Hashem and to be Beicher B'Tayv and to be Zeicher Elam Haba. Kol Zman, that the Eibishter sees that there's that function for the Yetzer Hara, right? That there's that function. So it's here. So we live in an Olam of Chayshech. We live in an Olam of Afel, of a Salmovis, of a Yetzer Hara, of a Chayshech, where it darkens everything. Like just we had Dem Chanukah, Chayshech Zuyavan. You have a total warped perspective of the world, where you look at what happens. What's the truth of it? The second, the Eibishter says there's no necessity for the Yetzer Hara in the world. There's no necessity. There's no purpose for the Chayshech in the world. Ois Chayshech, turn on the lights, right? Ois Chayshech. Then comes the Golus from that. So when a Golus comes. When a Golus comes, the same thing. It's not the pshat. However they go out of Golus, somebody had pulled with the government, or they rebelled, or whatever it is. However they go out of something, it's not the pshat that they did that, and therefore they went out, me'afela la'ira. If they go out me'afela la'ira, it's because the Eibishter said they have to go. They go out me'afela la'ira, just like Yosef HaTzadik. Atkan. If the Eibishter says Adkan Memela, that's the Siba. The Mesayva of his, it plays itself out. However, it is in the physical world that takes place. But that's just Hakadosh Baruch Hu moving the pieces, how the things are happening. But what's the real thing over here? The real thing is the Eibishter wants this to be, or the Eibishter wants that to be. And this Yisoid is in Rabbeinu Bachaya earlier in Parshas Toldos, says it in a very interesting place. It says Vayetar. This pasuk says, when Yitzchak's being a mispalel because Rivka was an akora, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem lenoichach ishtoi ki akori. Right. So Rabbeinu Bachai is bothered by the fact that the pasuk is lechayir shaloi ala seder. It should have said Rivka was an akora, and therefore he was mispalel. Right. Hakosuv hayaroi lahakdim v'loimar v'tehi Rivka akora va'acher kach Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem. That's what it should have said. Ki akori. U'mashe hikdim hatfila. So why was it first makdim vayetar? Why? Because as an afterwards ki akorahi yitochem loymar shehikdim ha'ikar velimdonu she'ein hakavana shetihye ha'akrus sibas hatfila. It's not because the akrus, because she was an akara, that was a siba for him to be mispalo. Shimkein hasiba ikar vatfila tofel. So it should have said that first. Aval hakavana loshen hakosuv ki hatfila sibas ha'akrus. Same thing. It's Rabbeinu Bachai. Pashtas, you would think she's an Akara, they have to be mispalel. You have to look, that's not what's going on in the world. What's going on in the world? What's the Rabbeinu Shalom want? What's the Rabbeinu Shalom doing? The Rabbeinu Shalom wants there should be tefillahs. How's he going to get the Davin, Akras, to be mispalel? And then he brings a chazal, b'etzem, mipnei man is akru ha'imois, mipnei she'akadosh baruch hu mis'avel tvilos shel tzadikim. We also have that, you have to grab it earlier in Parshas Bereishis, right? There was no himter, the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't bring rain yet, ki lehaya odom, because there was no person had to come. The Eibishter wanted it, there should be tefillah, right? There was no rain because the cause of no rain was there was no one to be mispalel. The Iker is the Eibishter wants the tefillah. Misavel tefillosa. The Eibishter wants the tefillah. A person's chas v'sholem put in a matzav. Where does a tzara? Right. So you look for eitzes avad. You have to do what you do al derech hateva. But you have to realize that one of the things is Hakadosh Baruch Hu misavel tefillosa. The Eibishter, the Iker is you have to be mispalel. You won't do that under normal circumstances. You don't hop under normal circumstances. So the Eibishter has to give you another message that you have to be mispalel. But the tachlis is to be mispalel. And then he says another interesting thing over here. Umikan yesh lilmoid, zok Rabbeinu Bachaya. Yesh lilmoid oid. Koyach ha-tfila, she'igdeile me'oid, va'filu l'shanes ha-teva. You see the koyach of tefillah that it could even be mishanes ha-teva. So Pashtas, he learned, where do you see that? Because he was mispalel and she was an akar, and she became a isakar, and she had a baby, and she had Yaakov and Esav. But it's much deeper than that. It's much deeper than that. What's the whole reason she was an akar? The whole reason she was an akar was for the purpose of tefillah. The siba, the akrus, is a misayvav of the misavah l'tfilasa. So it's muchrach from that minayu bay that the tefillah is an eitzah for the akrus, right? If the whole akrus is because the Eibishter wants the tefillah. The whole akrus is because the Eibishter wants the tefillah. So that means, I'll do this, you'll be misfollows. The whole akrus was only for the tefillah. If you have the tefillah, there's no more akrus. Right? There's no more akrus. So if you look at the world properly, with the yesaidus of Amunah, so it's a davar pashut. So it's a davar pashut. What's happening over here? Any tzara, any good, and any bad. right? And any good and any bad, it's not because this person is being mitzayir. That's the, how they're doing. That's the chamayrim of how they're carrying it out. What's doing is Rabbi Nishalayim wants. Klal Yisrael is mitzayir. Klal Yisrael is mitzayir because the Rabbi Nishalayim wants Klal Yisrael to be mispal. Klal Yisrael has to be introspective and be mitakan themselves. Tshuva, tefillah, stuff. Klal Yisrael has to be misakim themselves. The Eibishter wants them to be misakim themselves. They won't do that from Zichalein. It doesn't happen by itself. He makes the tzaris that you have to do it. So the nechama of that is that midei ubei, it's muchach, that if you are, and everyone does do that properly, the tzaris will go away, because the whole reason the tzaris came is because of that in the first place, is to have those that tefillah and tshuva. That tefillah and tshuva. You have that, for example. You have that, for example, let's say, how do we look at it? They have Pfizer, Moderna, now there's a Johnson & Johnson next month, and everything else, they're cures. So bet. You ask anybody, and we'll prove it, you know, you pay this too. You ask, well, how are they dealing with the COVID, with the corona thing? What's, there's a cure? Because there's a cure, it's going to go away. So there's a Hashem in whatever, how many months, when the people all have their thing, so then it's going to be that. What cured corona? What cured corona is the vaccine. Narishkeit. When the Eibishter decides ad kandam agefa, what's it for? Where did it come from? It came from because the Rabbi Yisrael says Klal Yisrael needs a tikkun, right? Klal Yisrael needs a tikkun. Klal Yisrael doesn't chap that they need a tikkun. How does the whole teichacha go? Klal Yisrael, you look at something and you see that something's going on in the world, and you look at it that it's mikra. You look at it that it's mikra. If you look at it, I'll show you, this is all before us later. You look at it all, that it's mikra type. So what, the Eibishter is going to be meisif more. Why? You have to stop looking at it as mikra. Realize that everything is the Rabbi Nishalim. This is just how it's playing itself out. Right? If there's a corona, if there's, call it the Dever of Yemenu, right? Our contemporary Dever. That's because the Eibishter wanted that there should be there. Because why? Because we need a tikkun. So that's why it's here. So what's ultimately the thing that gets rid of it, and the only thing that can get rid of it? When the Eibishter decides Ad Kan, if the Eibishter put it here for us to do Tefillah and Tshuva, so then there's no way to get rid of it other than Tefillah and Tshuva. When Klal Yisrael maybe thought about it and realized how, what an Olam Hafuch we were living in, and how wrong our perception was, then Eibishter decides, okay, I could let up now. So lo and behold, there's vaccines. Just as a raya l'kach, you take a look. Even now, there's a reyes, isn't the vaccine's a new strain. They'll take another 2 weeks to know if it's going to be good, and then they'll take another 6 weeks to test it, and they could tweak the thing another 8 weeks. And but nothing's clear, nothing's anything. Normally, they say, how long does it take for shots? 8 months, a year, 2 years for trials and everything. Here, in no time, right? That's why some people are afraid of it. But what, no time. The Torah says, if the Eibishter decides Ad Kan, so it's Ad Kan, it can be from today till tomorrow. That's not the problem. It's not the vaccines that are doing it. It's the Rabbi Nishalayla. If it's not quite there yet, so then even with the vaccines, it garnished health. The vaccine might not help because there's a new strain, and there has to be another new strain. You have to realize where everything is coming from. And that's L'maisa Rambam. What I'm telling you now is Mefurisha Rambam. The Rambam in the first three halachas of Hilchas Tainus is Mitzvah Esei Min HaTorah, Lizayk, Lahariya, V'chatzaytzrei, Sal Kol Tzara, Shetova Yal HaTzibur. To scream out, to be mispalal, and to be takei b'chatzaytzeres al kol tzora shetovei al tzibur. Shenemar al tzora tzayir eschem v'harayoyse. Kloimar kol dover sheyotzer lachem, anything that'll be a tzora. Kogoyin, for example, batzayres. We have that in certain places of the world now. Dever, let's call that corona now. Arba, you have that in Africa. Zaku aleihem v'hariyu. It's coming for one thing. It's coming to cause you zaku aleihem v'hariyu. V'dover zeh midarkei hatshuvahu. Shebizman shetovoi hatzora. V'yizaku aleihem. When a tzora comes and Klal Yisrael bizoyek. V'yariyu yedu hakoil. Everyone will come to the hakora. That it's not because there's a dever or because there's an arva, it's a natural catastrophe. Shebiglau maseim haroim hura lahem. Kakosuv avaneseichim hatu. Vizesh yigrem lahem. And that gufa that they'll have the hakara that it's the Rabbeinu Shalalim doing it, not a natural disaster. Ze yigrem lahem lahasir hatzar alehem. That itself will mameila be mechayev to get rid of the tzar alehem. Why? Because the point of the whole tzara was to be married them in this tshuva. Avalim lo yizaku. But if they are obstinate and they don't realize that, v'loyariu, and they won't, they'll say it's a natural disaster. What this has nothing to do with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing anything. The Corona, it's some dumb chink with a bat in China that came out with a Corona, and that everybody caught it from there, right? It's young Chinese guy with his bat, right? Or the minks in Norway, whatever it is, right? Yaimer midavar hazeh miminuk ha'olam iralano v'tzara zeh nikre nikris, and it's mikre. Hareza derech achzorius. It's not just lakanim, it's achzorius, because you're causing the tzara to continue in the world. Hareza derech achzorius v'goyremes lohem lehidobek v'maseihem horoyim. And then that will be a cause for more tzoros. That's the teichach of Ahayu im halachten belit we bekeri afani elach ischem bekeri, and it gets worse and worse and worse. Who shekosu b'teirav hilachtem im bekeri v'halachtem im bechavas keri kloimar sheovi aleichem tzora. Why kidei? Here's the whole thing. I bring a tzora. Why kidei shetoshuvu? If you'll say it's Kerry, Oisof Lechem Hamas, I say Kerry, I'll make it even worse. No. Asar B'Tevis is the beginning of the Churban, Churban by Srishan, Matzar, that's it. The Shirish of Golas, why we have Golas the whole time, we think Nebuchadnezzar did it, this and that. That's not why. It's not because Nebuchadnezzar came to power, it's not because Malchus Raimi came to power. Maharaya Malchus Raimi has long ceased to exist, per se. And we're still in Golas, and we're still in Golas. It has nothing to do with that. It's because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we don't have our tikkun, and we need a tikkun. That's why we're in Golas. And it's when the same thing, but ketzam lechayshem, when you don't need the tikkun anymore, when you've gotten it, then it's gone. And I noticed this morning by davening in Slichas that this is the shayrish of the thing. We say it in Slichas. We say it in Slichas. Avoysai ki botchu b'Hashem elokei tzuri. When that's the first thing in Slichas, Avoysai, when they were Beiteach Bashem Elokei Tzuri, Godlu Latzlicham, so then they were Godlu Vehitzlichu Latzliach. They were Vegama Superi. They're successful. They multiplied and they're healthy. Everything was good. Umei Eis Hudchu, and when they got when they were Nidche from that Veholchu Imi Keri. Umei Eis Nidche. What's the Shirish? Veholchu Imi Keri. Then already hayu haloich v'chaser ad achaydesh asiri. That's what led to the churban. The yesod of the whole thing was when Klal Yisrael, everything starts their averus, all the averus. Where do all the averus that they did come from? They come from the fact that you begin to look at the world as a real world. What the goyim call the real world, you become to look at that as the real world. That the causes and effects begin with what's going on in this world. There's a bat with a thing, so then that caused everybody to get sick. There's a vaccination, so it caused everybody to get better. Look at the world. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants it like this. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants it like that. Everything else is how it plays itself out. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants us to see that it's not mikra, to see that it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing it. That was the makar of the Golos. And at Kama, that there isn't a full tikkun on that, that's the way the Golos stays, because it's Adayin, Telchuimi Bikari. When they were good, that's what they're saying, Holchuimi Bikari, and it leads to the Churban. That's why we still don't have that. The Aveda, Asar HaBetevis, the Limud Bichlal from these Parshias is how the Eibishter is Mesavav Sivuvim, everything, the cause of everything is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You have to see the Yad Hashem in exactly Bein in the Tzara, Bein in the Yeshua. The Tzara is not the cause of your problems. The cause of your problems is because the Eibishter feels that you need it, because he wants you to correct your ways and to be Mespal and to do Tshuva and realize that it's everything is not correct. The Refuah is not because the Refuah did something. It's because the Eibishter feels that at that point it's no longer necessary. I have to realize that every step of the way, this is what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants, this is what's going to be no matter how it comes about. Chapter.